Good morning, Chicagoland and State Player on 720 WGN. And good morning from the WGN Radio Newsroom, Dave Schwann.
Just call me Hard Rock, Coco, and or Joe.
And or. Depends on how many cocktails. And or. How you doing, buddy?
Doing well, thank you. Getting into the holiday spirit, the Christmas spirit, and you certainly are doing a big part of that, to playing things like Susie Snowflake. Thank you.
It's been fun. Well, you know, it's my last show before the holidays, because I actually always take off the couple weeks before the holiday season, just with, you know, family gatherings and parties and whatnot. It's just too hard to do that. But I'm back on Christmas Eve night. I'm back the 26th and the 27th. So I'm doing some fill in and I'll be back toward the end of the month. I was telling folks in the beginning of the show. Now, we had Beverly D'Angelo, who played Ellen Griswold from Christmas Vacation on earlier in the show, to celebrate 25 years of that movie, if you can believe it's been on for 25 years already.
Wow.
Yeah, so we've been talking all kinds of holiday stuff. We had Anderson's Candy Shop in here, and I told the story about how yesterday my son and I came home, and we chopped down our own tree every year, except I tore my meniscus and my knees all messed up from playing football, and so we got it from a local stand, and it was so dry and messed up that it cracked.
You really have to be careful with that. You know, there are good places, and then there are some that, well, you know.
Yeah, well, this one was pretty, we bought from them years and years ago, and the tree literally split and fell to the ground.
No.
Yes, and ornaments everywhere, decades of family ornaments broken. It was a mess.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've had a Christmas tree fall, but I was very lucky that ornaments from my grandparents that I thankfully were intact. I'm sorry to hear that, Dave.
Well, I'll tell you, we stripped it down. My son and I threw it over the fence into the alley. People probably thought, I thought about this because we threw the stand out too, because the stand was all messed up too. They're probably thinking,
well, there was language you cannot say on
right,
radio.
Exactly. Oh, believe me. And I'm sure the neighbors are going, wow, they're pretty efficient. Christmas is over
pliers,
at that house.
I'll tell you.
I know it's kind of embarrassing. I know it's kind of crazy.
Scrooge came by.
Yeah. But we got a, when I say a fresh tree, it was, you know, cut down a few days before. And, but we redecorated the whole, like we started from scratch. You know, getting it all
together
again.
Yeah, but you can't replace those ornaments.
No,
and I get very sentimental about stuff like that.
Me
too. I really do.
Me too. And you know, what's funny too is when we decorated last weekend, you know, we all kind of had all kinds of things going on. So my wife did a little bit. My son did a very little bit because he was packing for a trip. And my daughter and I did a lot of it. It just didn't seem like it was the big family thing.
Yeah.
Like it is every year. Mm-hmm. And I think this was a message from above that that's not the way this is supposed to work. So we're going to knock down that damn tree and you're going to start over again. That's how I took that.
There you go.
That's how I took that.
Yep.
Well, yes, we've got This Week in History. Well, let's start off with 1800. Washington, D.C. was established as a capital of the United States, because it wasn't at the time.
No, it wasn't. And George Washington took his first oath of office in New York.
Right.
New York City.
Yep. 1889, President Harrison visits the opening of the Chicago Auditorium. Now, the auditorium building in Chicago is one of the best-known designs of Adler and Sullivan. And it was completed in 1889. The building was built at the northwest corner of South Michigan Avenue in Congress, now Congress Parkway. It was added to the National Register of Historic Places in 70. It was named a landmark in 75, a Chicago landmark in 76, and, you know, it's part of the Chicago Landmark Historic Michigan Boulevard District. And since 1947, it's been home of Roosevelt University.
And they're having a big 125th anniversary celebration coming up.
Yeah, which I just saw. Dean at 11:30 has former actor from Frasier, John Mahoney, on to talk about the Auditorium Theater's 125th gala celebration coming up.
Yep.
So there you have
very
it.
Very soon.
There you have
Mahoney
it.
Mahoney is great.
He's a great guy.
He is
absolutely
great.
Yep. 1907, the first Christmas seals were sold. Now, Christmas seals were labels placed on mail during the Christmas season to raise funds and awareness for charitable programs. They have become particularly associated with lung diseases such as tuberculosis and with child welfare. I think we've got a vintage one from the 1950s. Let's take a listen.
Every 5 minutes, another American breaks down with tuberculosis.
This is Frank Sinatra.
I was going to say that had to be Frank,
sex, rich or poor. It doesn't make any difference. But right now, each of us has the opportunity to join in the fight against TB through our purchase of Christmas seals. Our Christmas seal dollars are needed for chest x-rays, health education, rehabilitation, and for medical research. For Gordy and for thousands who are young and old.
And, of course, there were the Easter seals as well, so it was something that you were familiar with over the holidays.
Easter seals probably came a little later.
Yeah,
after
did.
The success
couple,
of Christmas
yeah,
seals.
Yeah, a couple decades, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. 1927, the Grand Ole Opry makes its first radio broadcast in Nashville, Tennessee, still on the air today.
The Grand Ole Opry.
The world's longest-running radio program.
That is an American institution.
It is.
It really is.
Absolutely is. 1941, President Roosevelt delivers his Day in Infamy speech to the U.S. Congress a day after the bombing of Pearl Harbor. Let's take a listen.
Vice President, Mr. Speaker, members of the Senate, of the House of Representatives, yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. The United States was at peace with that nation, and at the solicitation of Japan, was still in conversation with its government and its emperor, looking toward the maintenance of peace in the Pacific.
Very famous speech. Indeed. Obviously, this goes on for quite some time, but Pearl Harbor, D-Day.
Yeah, and you can only imagine what was going through the minds of everyone when he was making that speech leading up to asking for a declaration of war.
Yeah. Exactly.
Against Japan, well, and then it was a few days later, Germany declared war against everybody.
Yeah, so. Against everybody. But, I mean, as U.S. citizens, we were concerned and afraid that it was going to hit the states very soon.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the contiguous states.
Yeah. Technically, it did in some areas, but you're right, though, not to the extent, of course, that Europe was devastated.
Right, right. 1952, on a lighter note, the first acknowledgement on television of a pregnancy was on I Love Lucy. And
what, 52?
Yeah, 52.
I thought it was a little later than that.
Yeah, no, it was 1952. And we've got a little clip from that moment.
Ricky, this is it.
This is when she gave birth, I should say. This one was.
Yeah.
By the way, I have an interview online at WGNRadio.com from last year that I did with Keith Thibodeau, who was Little Ricky.
Oh, really?
I talked to him last year. Yeah, he's in his 60s. He's the last surviving cast member.
Yeah, he would be.
Yeah.
Wasn't this the one where the ratings and the numbers were so high that... water pressure or something.
Yeah, pretty
What's the
much.
Story?
Yeah,
water
yeah,
pressure
yeah.
in New York City.
Yeah, when people would go to the bathroom,
was dropped during the commercial.
The toilets would flush. Absolutely. Yep, that is totally true. 1963, Frank Sinatra Jr. is kidnapped. He was kidnapped at the age of 19 at Harrah's Casino, Lake Tahoe. He was released 2 days later after his father paid him almost $250,000, which would be almost $1.8 million. In 2014 dollars demanded by the kidnappers.
Wow, yeah, I have a vague memory of hearing about that.
Don Rickles has a joke that says, why was Frank Sinatra Jr. returned? Because he was humming in the trunk.
I'll bet he didn't dare tell Frank
no,
that joke.
I'm sure he didn't. Although he would say now, what could he do to me now? He's dead.
Do you remember there was a very brief a moment of Frank Sinatra Jr., Dean Martin's son, and another kid? They formed a group called Dino, Desi, and Billy.
Yes, yes, very short-lived.
I said, Dean Martin, yeah. Desi Arnaz Jr., I'm sorry, and Billy, yeah.
Nothing like trying to carry the torch.
Carry the family, business.
Exactly. Let's see here. The Magic of Christmas. Okay, so the first Nat King Cole Christmas album was released, and this was released in... there he is. There's the man himself. It was released with God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. It was in 1961.
I still have a vinyl copy of it.
Yeah, best-selling Christmas album released in the 1960s. It shipped 6 million copies in the U.S.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty incredible. Pretty incredible. 1965, A Charlie Brown Christmas premieres. It's the first primetime TV animated TV special by Charles Schulz. It was produced and directed by former Warner Brothers and UPA animator Bill Melendez, who also supplied the voice of the character of Snoopy. It was sponsored by Coca-Cola and debuted in CBS in 1965. What is the meaning of Christmas? Let's find out.
I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
There you have it, the meaning of Christmas there, Dave.
That ran for how many years?
That's been almost 50.
Recently.
No, that's been 50 years, and it's still it's still running.
They're going to run it again?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then to close out our holiday show, 2008, a lovely moment in Illinois history. Governor Rod Blagojevich is arrested by federal officials for a number of alleged crimes, including attempted to sell the United States Senate seat being vacated by President-elect Barack Obama.
You have to include the fact that he was wearing his jogging clothes when he was arrested.
I forgot about that. I forgot about that. So, again, just another lovely political story here in the state of Illinois, Dave.